B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show live at Hooters today, King of Prussia. The 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise, online at LandisBC.com. So I'm binge-watching this show, which is the rage of the nation right now.
What's
the hottest show going on?
What show?
Yellowstone.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
Now, you've never watched this?
I've never watched it.
Now, first of all, it's a good show. And they've got a female villainous woman in this. Kevin Costner is a ranch owner, and he's got two sons and a daughter. And the daughter is absolutely out of her mind, but she's smart and sexy. She's just a train wreck. She's the most evil. She makes Cersei from Game of Thrones look like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
What could she possibly do?
Have you seen this show? Nobody's seen Yellowstone? This woman is like crazy.
Really?
Oh, and she's so entertaining.
Yeah.
You got to check it out.
I will.
Well, what's her character's name? Do you know?
Beth Dutton.
Kelly Riley.
Yeah. She's actually an English actress, but she plays the daughter of the ranch owner Kevin Costner.
Oh yeah, she was in Pride and Prejudice back in the day.
She was.
Yeah, and she was in that flight movie with Denzel Washington. Now I look at her IMDb. I know who she is though.
Oh, I thought you knew Pride and Prejudice that well. I recognized her from the...
I'm looking at her IMDb.
I was going to say, I didn't know you liked Pride and Prejudice.
She is pure evil, this girl. but it's so fun to watch. So when you binge this thing, the only problem is that Paramount Network, if you binge it, you can't binge it. You got to sit through commercials.
You can't fast forward
the commercial.
Yeah, I'm out.
And the commercial is the same commercial all the time. The commercial is about the hills on MTV. There must be a connection to MTV and the Paramount Network.
Maybe they own it.
They're owned by the same people.
They are owned by the same people?
Yeah, they are.
So they do this commercial.
Umbrella.
All right, so the commercial goes on. It's the Hills commercial every single time. It's like three Hills commercials. So you got to sit through that. It's annoying.
Yeah, I can't.
But if you're watching it live, you got to sit through the commercials anyway.
Yeah, I don't watch shows.
You got to watch the show. It's a good show. I'm telling you.
I'm going to get
I was in with Game of Thrones and people talking about this show all over the place. So, okay, let me see what this is about. The Paramount Network, you wouldn't think it would be a great show. But it's a great show. If you're into the cowboy thing, you got to be into the cowboy thing.
I'm fine with that. I grew up on the Eastwood movies.
That's my dad, we used to watch all those.
Oh, it's like a Western.
Yeah, I can tell you, this is worth it just to watch this woman.
Because she's that good.
She's that good as a villain.
I like a good villain. But the problem is I end up rooting for the villain.
Is she a blonde in the show?
No, she's not a blonde. She's red.
Oh.
Red-headed.
So like Kidman.
Reddish brown.
Yeah. Like Kidman? Like Nicole?
No. Darker.
Okay.
Red. Yeah, darker red. But always, like, her mind is always evil. Like, she's clearly disturbed.
I'm going to check
it out.
But
she's like ultra smart.
Too. Right.
All right.
See, the criminal mind is a fascinating mind. I like the criminal mind.
I'm telling you, like Cersei, I thought was evil.
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones. Cersei didn't hold a candle to this girl.
What could she possibly do that's worse than Cersei?
You gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's too new for spoilers.
I can't explain it to you.
Yeah, too new for spoilers.
I'll give you an example. She was turned on by going on a date with a ranch hand where they went to watch wolves tear up a buffalo.
Oh, so she's like twisted.
Yes. She's totally twisted.
That's gross.
Not not in Montana.
And you like her?
Not gross.
It's gross in every state.
She's sexier than hell.
Alrighty.
She really is.
Mike's going to Montana.
Don't believe me. I would put a cross up before I cross this girl's path. She's that evil, but she's entertaining to watch. Scott in Boyertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Yo, what's up, Mike? What's up, Scott?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
You guys presenting beautifully down there?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you presenting beautifully down there?
I'm presenting beautifully. Watching this, they're now in the 11th inning. The Phillies presenting beautifully.
Very good. Dude, the Eagles, mm-hmm. It is going to be a bloodbath on Sunday. Eric Flowers starts on their offensive line.
Yes. That's the matchup with Barnett. Good.
It's going to, and Barnett's back, it is going to mm-hmm. be good to watch. 13-3.
You like 13-3. All right, awesome. That will get them home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
So who do they lose to?
I'm going to go with the Packers, the Vikings, and one of the Dallas games.
Okay.
But it's going to be fun to watch. You're going to throw the points up, and hopefully we can get our Phillies winning and get into playoffs.
Oh, you're not still hanging in there. I mean, that game didn't put you out last night. Put Tyrone out. I saw his tweet. I'm done.
I'm out. Tyrone, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But it's kind of hard to say. Right. I mean, after all the years that we've had of watching total crap.
Yeah. They're going to bring you back right now. They're going to win this game and bring you right back.
I hope you're right, brother.
All right. Man on third, two outs. A game-saving play by Votto there. Was that Votto? No, it's somebody else. Bryce Harper goes to third base. A terrible play by
him. He's hustled.
At least he made it.
All right, thanks, man. Now let's play the game. All right?
Let's go
into the AFC North. Give me three Cincinnati Bengals.
Boomer Esiason, Icky Woods, and Chris Collinsworth.
Nice. Pretty well done there.
Tidy.
Who?
I said that was tidy.
Yeah, who would you go with?
Boomer and Icky would have been too, but Jeff Blake.
Jeff Blake's a pretty good one. I would have gone Kenny Anderson.
Oh, yeah, but that was before Boomer, right? That was before Boomer,
yes.
Right? He was the quarterback?
Yeah, he was a good player.
Now Eagles got him. Takeo Spikes is a good one.
Yeah.
Because he was there for a long time. And Peter Wart, because how many Eagles fans were obsessed?
They wanted to take Wart. Yeah, he got Kajana Carter in there.
Got hurt, yeah.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, he was a good one. Him and Chad Johnson. Him and Ocho Cinco out there.
Pretty good one. All right, let's go Jay in Langhorne. Jay, you're on 97.5 at Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's Jerry.
Nice to talk to you. Jerry, what's going on, bud?
And I'm calling to tell you about what I think the Eagles are going to do this season. And I'm thinking 12-4 with losses to Seattle, Green Bay, Chicago, and one of the Dallas games.
All right, Chicago, huh? They don't beat Chicago at home.
I just got a feeling that Khalil Mack's going to mess some stuff up.
Okay. All right.
But I think they're going to totally just rout Washington this week. The defense is going to look amazing. And I think that Carson Wentz is going to go out there with a little chip on his shoulder, especially if he listens to this show and all the Folesian society. So I think he's going to light him up this week.
Yeah, I see it too. I think the offense is going to score in their first two possessions and be up 14-0 against this team.
I'm with you.
All right, brother. Let's play the game. Give me three Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to go with Jeff George, Marvin Harrison, and Marshall Faulk.
That's pretty good. All right, Marshall Faulk. You give him Colts? He's
more of a Ram, but I think Edge more than him.
Yeah, Edge and James.
But you know what, though? For some reason, I think it's because of my age, I remember Dickerson with them.
Eric Dickerson?
Yeah, and I know he's not mainly a Colt, but in my mind, he always jumps right up to the top.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, he just jumps up.
Could have gone Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, he was there a really long time. Trying to think. Who was the tight end? I'm blanking on his name.
Dallas Clark.
Yeah, Dallas Clark.
Out of Iowa.
There you go.
All right, let's go to AJ in West Philly. What's up, AJ?
Yo, what up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Not much. I hope my reception cleared it yesterday, man.
Yeah. It was a little muddled yesterday.
It messed up my joke. I thought it was funny. And look, I got another one. When I was at FanFest, there was a dude that had the Al Bundy poke high jersey. And just
I saw that guy.
Do you remember what Al Bundy used his famous saying all the time, Mike?
I didn't really watch that show that much, to be honest with you.
Tyrone, help me out. Come on now. Y'all know Al Bundy.
He had that saying was on the shirt, right?
No, that's just usually part of the man thing. I don't even know if we can say it on the air.
Oh, really? I don't know. What was the saying? They didn't say it on a TV show, yeah. Right?
He said, Hooters, Hooters, yum, yum, yum. Hooters, Hooters, and a girl that's dumb. You don't remember that, Mike?
No, I didn't watch that show.
Oh, joke right
there. Really? I watched it a couple of times, but then, I thought it was...
Now, look.
It's too low rent for me.
I don't know how these true Eagles fans talking about, yeah, we might lose the game to Dallas. Got us losing to two NFC North teams. Yo, my mind, maybe I'm crazy. I can't even see us forfeiting the game. I don't care if we 16-0, and we play Dallas the last game, we're going to win that game, too. I don't see us. None of these teams got any smoke on us except for maybe the Saints. It's the only team that could deal with us to me in the NFC.
So you got 16-0.
I'm going to root every game we're going to win. I can't look at no track and say we're going to lose to Buffalo. No, we're going to stop Buffalo. We're going to stop these dudes on Sunday. We're going to stop the Bears because we owe them Aaron Rodgers. We're going to stop everybody, right? This is the first Eagles team to me that really developed every position. If you go to every position group and think about the old teams, we never developed linebackers.
AJ, bad news here at Hooters. What's Cincinnati that? Reds just won the game on a walk-off home run.
Yikes. Who hit it?
I don't know who hit it, but Vincent gave it up. That guy they brought up from AAA had the 8-something ERA. Irvin hit it.
Oh, man.
Let's play the game. All right, let's go. Give me 3 Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. I'm going to go with Christian Okoye.
Oh, the Nigerian nightmare.
Yes. Then I'm going to go with the throwback ex-49er, Joe Montana.
No, you can't have money. You can't have money for the Chiefs. You cannot have Joe money for the Chiefs. Come on.
All right. I'm going to hit Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson's a pretty good one.
And I'm just going to say Dwayne Bowe because I can't remember the other running back that I wanted to pull off, but Dwayne Bowe was pretty good. He was pretty good back in the day.
All right, man. AJ's gone. Tom Bahali. I forget Tom, but Penn Stater. Tom Bahali.
I mean, whatever.
Come on, man. Tom had a good career for them.
He had
Priest
nice
Holmes.
Career. Priest Holmes and Jack. They had him and Johnson back to back. They had both of those guys back to back. Ground both of those guys into the ground.
You can even go with it and give me Hank Stram. Matriculate the ball down the field.
Hank Stram. If you could go, who's the kicker that was there a long time?
Jan Stenerud.
There you go.
All right, so let's just review what happened here. It was a groan, a collective groan.
I know.
Here at Hooters. As Irvin hits a home run to right field, just made it. Bryce Harper, with a gallant, Haisley-like effort, couldn't come up with it. And they win the game. Nick Vincent gives it up for the Phils. They split the series at the Reds. Are they done? Is that it?
That's it.
Now, you were out last night, and they lose this game, they split with the Reds. Is it officially over?
It's over. They have to now go 17-6.
18-8.
Let's go 17-6.
All right.
They had to sweep the Reds.
I was warning you the other day, and you didn't listen. You were on the hook. They brought you back on the hook.
Yeah.
I said, I refuse to acknowledge the hook.
Yeah.
I don't go on the hook.
Yeah, you were right. I was wrong. But moving on, they can't. I'm ready to clean house now.
Oh, you're ready to clean house now.
See, now I'm watching this manager. Because you go split with the stinking Reds. They're terrible. Now you're going to play this Mets team on the road. Don't come back to Philly Monday if you lose 2 or 3 in New York. I'm done. Don't come back to Philly, manager, if... Gabe, don't come back if you lose 2-3 to the Mets. I'm going the whole other way. These Reds are terrible. You can't split with the Reds. I can't. Like, I am. Wow. Oh, man. You win the first 2 and you lose the last 2?
I have nothing to say to you.
This is
I have nothing to say.
Mike was checked out.
Listen, it's inevitable when you have a pitching staff like that. You're not going to win. You're not going to go 18-8. You're just not. It's impossible.
Fine. But now we were talking about being safe, like, you know, the manager and everybody like that. And if they keep it closed, then he's back. Well, now the way things are going, if you're splitting with the Reds and you have a lot of tough teams coming up, this might get away from them. And if it gets away from them, the manager can't come back. And I'm pro Gabe. I don't hate Gabe. But I can't, he can't come back if this gets away from him.
I will say this. If they now fall off the cliff, and falling off the cliff is like, you know, losing like 10 of their next 15.
Yeah, if they go, what is this? They have to go 17-6. Let's say they go 10-13 the rest of the way.
10-13 won't be enough. It would have to be more of a meltdown than that. If they melt down more than 10-13, there's a chance that he gets zipped. Well, other than that, no.
Okay.
All right. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe in Doylestown. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. I'm with you. Been out.
Where are you, Joe? Go ahead. Oh, what happened? We lost him. We lost his connect. He's out? Oh, that was it? He was out and he hung up? All right. Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve. Yo, Steve. Oh, we got a little problem here? We got a phone problem?
No.
No? All right, let's go to Joey in South Philly. What's up, Joey?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing, Joe?
I'm okay. Natalie, congratulations on your new venture.
Thank you.
Here, here.
I just wanted to speak a little bit about the Eagles. I have them going 12-4. Solid 12-4. I think we lose to Green Bay. We split with Dallas. I think the Patriots are going to beat us.
Ooh.
And
see, coming out of a bye at home, you like the Patriots?
Yeah,
I do. Okay.
I do. And the fourth loss, man, I wish I had the schedule in front of me because I would know right off the bat. I can't think of the fourth loss, but I know I have them going 12-4. I'm solid. Like, no 11, no well, room for 11
the Bear, how about the Bears? Is that a loss?
The loss to the Bears.
Those are
my fourth.
Okay, so that's four. That's 12-4 is where I have them. I just have a little different order what they're going to lose. I just for some reason I get this Buffalo bug that they're going to lose that game.
Why? Buffalo's good
because
this year.
It's the third straight game on the road, and they're coming off a Dallas game. So the dynamic of the game is not good for me.
I look at dynamic.
I know the Eagles are much better than the Bills. But in the NFL, sometimes dynamics come into play.
No, not on that week.
All right. We'll see.
You want to play this game?
All right, let's play the game. Let's stay in the AFC West, and let's go with the Los Angeles, formerly the San Diego Chargers.
Okay, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have to go with, let's see, who else can we go with here? Now I'm drawing a blank because I'm on the spot.
You're drawing a blank because they got a Hall of Fame quarterback you're missing.
Well, I'm actually embarrassed because no one else is coming to mind right now.
Hall of Fame quarterback and Hall of Fame tight end pop right up for me. All right, you're out. That would be Dan Fouts.
Kellen Winslow.
And Kellen Winslow.
And Antonio, well, he's still there, technically. Is he back for one more year? Gates.
Antonio Gates?
Is he back? So there you go.
You can go with Antonio.
Well, I'm saying that he had a better career even than Winslow because he lasted longer.
Yeah.
But
how about this bust out? Burt Grossman.
Burt Grossman.
local dude. Yeah. Burt Grossman. Do you remember him?
Yeah,
defensive tackle?
Yeah, but.
From Pitt.
But when did he play? He played with them, right?
You know, Burt Grossman married. You remember they used to have on ESPN, they used to have the ladies with the calisthenics.
Yeah.
Remember the girl Kiana?
Kiana Tom.
Tom. He married her.
He married her.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember her.
What was her show? She was like a fitness.
I don't remember the name.
Was it like Jazzercise?
No, it was just like the '80s to run female fitness shows. You would work out with them.
No, that might have been before me, right?
It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
I remember when they had those shows on there.
Kiana
Flex Tom. Appeal.
Kiana's Flex Appeal.
Flex Appeal, there you go.
She was in a movie.
Yeah, Burt Grossman married her.
Oh, yeah, that's what I remember her. Universal Soldier to Return with Jean-Claude Van Damme. She was in the movie. Yeah, she was trying to cross over out of fitness. She had a machine gun, and she was, like, shooting in the movie. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, 610-632 0975 is how you get in. We're live at Hooters, King of Prussia. Back after this. Phil's lost, by the way. Nat, tell us about it.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 4:30. It's time to get a Twitter poll update. We missed the 3 o'clock hour Twitter poll update. Now, let's grab it now. It is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. What do the numbers say?
All righty, Mike, we have over 1,300 votes on this one so far. It's the Truth Serum Twitter poll. Do you believe in Carson Wentz? 89% say yes, franchise quarterback. 8% say no, can't stay healthy. 3% say no, Foles was better. So there's still a small amount of people clinging.
How many
are
saying Foles was better?
3%.
3%?
Of 1,381. Okay. So how many people is that? I'm not good at math.
All right, well.
20?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, I'm glad to see it's that low.
Yes.
If it was double digits, we still have a problem. This story that was done in The Athletic today that asked some provocative questions about the Eagles.
41 people. Sorry, I was doing
41?
Do you do the math?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Let me throw another one at you.
All right.
Current backup most likely to make a significant impact.
Huh. There's two obvious ones. Three obvious ones, actually. Mm-hmm. That's tough. So if I go down to one, I'm going to say Goddard.
You're going to say Dallas Goddard as, yeah, I guess he's technically a backup.
Yeah. I mean, on the depth chart. Yeah.
But if he's considered like a 12 personnel starter, where would you go?
Then I'm going to go Sanders.
Miles Sanders.
Yes.
All right. That's a pretty good one.
But there's another one in mind, but I'm going to hope for health for that particular guy.
I'm going to go. I get hooked into this guy. He was a member of Club Tyrone from the beginning. But I'm going to go J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Oh, yeah.
It's now, a backup who makes a contract.
You know what's funny is, in those three tight end sets, they're basically, when it's a passing situation, they're going to use him. And when it's a running situation, they're going to use Dillard. So he'll have opportunities.
Yeah, now Dillard could be that guy, too. He's a candidate.
Yeah, he is.
All right, here's another question. Player most likely to take a step back.
Huh.
Hmm.
You know, related to the guy you just named, possibly Alshon.
Really?
Why?
The way I'm thinking is, you got a guy who's supposed to be the future Alshon already on the roster. You got a lot of Ertz and Goddard stuff happening. For some reason, a lot of players in that locker room think Aguilar is poised for a big year. And now you got Deshaun. I could just see his targets go down. And not that necessarily he plays. He just takes a step back because he doesn't get as many targets.
I'm going to give you a shocker.
Okay.
Deshaun Jackson.
Whoo.
Only targeted last year 6 times a game, only caught like 3 points something per game. Older, I understand he can still run, but I think he is going to be valuable not in his receiving skills, but the fact that he's going to open up the field. So I don't think you're going to get the production from Deshaun Jackson that everybody thinks you're going to get.
That's possible. That would make sense.
I could be overthinking it.
He also could impact the team without...
Exactly.
Without doing... Now, real fast before you go to the phones... Mm-hmm. I saw this from Les Bowen. Miles Sanders will not be returning kicks.
He will not be.
No, who returned him last year to start the season?
I can't even remember who returned him.
Clement.
Corey Clement's going to return kicks.
He will be returning
kicks. I keep Miles Sanders fresh, I
guess. And that means to me more and more that maybe they think Sanders might be the feature back and you don't want to get him banged up on special teams.
It makes sense.
But yeah, that's what Les Bowen apparently talked to him today, and he will be returning, not Sanders returning kickoffs, at least week one.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk to Ian in Westchester. What's up, Ian?
How you guys doing?
What's going on, Ian?
I want to talk about the Eagles. I have them going 13-3. My three losses is, of course, that Green Bay game coming off an 8:20 Sunday game, having to fly on a short game, go to an 8:20 Thursday night in Lambeau. I don't see that being a win.
Mm-hmm.
I have them losing to Buffalo because when you're playing Minnesota and Dallas on the road, that's probably going to be two playoff games back-to-back that you're pretty much in a playoff scenario over there that you're going to probably take your mind off the Bills and lose there. And then with them being 14-2 at the end of the season, I have them sitting, or 13-2 at the end of the season, I have them sitting at New York and let the starters rest and losing that game to New York at the end of the season.
So you got them losing to the Giants the last game of the season, Green Bay, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
All right. So I look at that dynamic kind of the same way you do. That's why I'm saying they lose at Minnesota in a revenge situation with Dallas on deck. Then they come back and they beat Dallas in Dallas, and then the letdown, third game on the road, Buffalo. I think they lose two of those three.
Okay. That would still be good. A three-game road stretch, even going 1-2 against three teams, wouldn't be bad there.
Exactly. All right, let's play the gimme three game with you.
Okay.
Let's stay in the AFC. Let's stay in the AFC West. It's the team that's in the news today. Let's go with the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, let's do Jerry Rice.
No. Oh, hell no, Jerry Rice. Come on.
Let's see. Who's the quarterback that led him to the Super Bowl? Rich Glennon, I think is his name.
Rich Gannon. That's
Rich
a violation
Gannon.
Because he's a Philly guy. Come on, man. Now, you can go another wide receiver. He's in the Hall of Fame. It's not Jerry Rice. He's 49er. But who's the Hall of Fame wide receiver?
I'm drawing a blank.
Come on, man. Notre Dame. Oh, you're out. Get out. Tim Brown.
Tim Brown is the one.
Exactly.
When the Heisman goes there, has a great career there.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen's a great one. You could go Bo Jackson there.
Bo Jackson.
Todd Christensen, the tight end.
Oh, Todd Christensen.
He was my guy when I was a little kid.
Todd Christensen went to?
I don't know.
BYU?
He went to, oh, he's Mormon?
Yes, he is.
I didn't, because the reason is also there's a meme of him that went viral where he did a split his first NFL touchdown. I didn't expect a Mormon guy to be doing splits in the NFL in the 80s.
There you go, Todd Christensen. He was an on-the-edge Mormon.
Look at that.
I just saw on Twitter. No, we had Charles Barkley on last Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Now, one word did he say about the fact that they're putting a statue of Charles Barkley at the Sixers workout facility?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't say one word about it.
Didn't mention it at all. Not even on a break he didn't mention it. Like off the air.
Did he not know about it? Did they spring it on him?
No, he knew about it. This was planned because they had to sculpt it. He
played humble with us?
Yeah,
because he's not the type who's going to say, oh, guys, by the way, they're erecting a statue to me.
You get some approval for that because you can. They'll like say, hey, we have this, are you playing? You get like some say on what before they start it. So he absolutely knew what it looks like.
Right, well, congratulations to Chuck, I guess.
Yeah, but let a brother know. Perhaps we could have let some people give him some credit.
That's exactly. Maurice in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Maurice.
Phil, Mikey, man. I'm still trying to get over you past the bad news about the Bills, man. But at least we got the Bears opened up this weekend.
Game-winning home and, run, man. They get beat by off a bad pitcher.
I wanted to believe, man. I'm out with the Bills, man. But at least we got the Eagles
That's how you protect yourself, right? When the Phillies lose a disheartening game, you go, I'm out. Like, that's the way you fight back at them. Right? And then they went two straight, you'll be back in.
Well, depends on if our pitchers look like any they're studs or whatever. So,
yeah.
I don't know about that. But with the Eagles, man, I'm looking at us. I'm on the fence between 11 and 12 wins for the season. Couple of the games, I got to look at the schedule again, but the Buffalo game sounds like that's a potential trap for me. I think we can take out at least a couple of the big dogs in our schedule. I'm curious about the Patriots. I want to see how the Patriots look like this season, namely Tom Brady, because I know every year I'm curious how he looks like. So, you know, but otherwise, I'm on the fence between 11 and 12 right now for us.
I like
it. As a bonus, I think we might go 5-2 before the season starts with the Sixers.
All right, man, I like it. Now let's play the game here. Let's go into the NFC. Let's give you the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, Seattle Seahawks. Okay.
First three to come to your mind.
All right, Chris Warren is one.
Who was it? Who'd you say? Who was your first one?
Chris Warren. Chris Warren, running back. And
Chris Warren. Okay. That's a pretty good one.
Russell Wilson. Can I do current?
No, can't do current. Sorry.
Oh man, outside of current guys,
there's a couple quarterbacks that you should probably get.
Oh!
There's a wide receiver, Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Hall of Fame wide receiver. Gallo?
No, you're out, man.
Steve Largent. I got Cortez Kennedy.
Cortez Kennedy's pretty good.
And then my third one is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander's not bad. Three, another running back, Penn State proud. Kurt Warner,
the first. Kurt Warner, part one. Yeah.
All right, now, the quarterbacks, Jim Zorn got replaced by?
Who did he get replaced by?
Who did he get replaced by? I forget his name.
Yeah, I don't know who he got. I don't remember who he
Jim
got.
Jim Zorn was the original, and then this guy played many more years than Jim Zorn. He was there for a long time. What the hell's his name? I can't remember his name. All right, we'll take a break. I'll have it after this. 610-622-0975. Mike Misnelli Show live at Hooters, King of Prussia. Back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:46. Mike and Snelly Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. No fun in Philville today.
Philville.
They lose to the Cincinnati Reds, split the series, 2-2. And I guess I can officially proclaim an end to the, if they went 18-8, I'd wear a clown suit. Is that what I said?
Yeah, that's
for
what
that,
you said.
18-8. Yeah. I broadcast with the clown suit with a beepy nose.
Yeah, now I have
and
to
now,
be,
I have
now
to
do you have to do something, Ty?
No. He didn't say it. We didn't get
there's
to that.
There's no other side of the bet.
We didn't get to that part of it, but he probably should do something.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What are you going to do?
I'll come in and dress as Gabe.
Come in.
How are you going to do that?
I'll get a Gabe jersey, a hat. I'll clean shave. I'll come on, and I'll just say weird stuff for 4 hours.
In the voice.
Yeah, that's not
your
good
hair.
Not good enough, man. I was going to dress as a clown with a beepy nose.
Yeah, but...
You going to put a Phillies hat on?
Well, I was going to do a Gabe. I don't do impressions. I do a Gabe impression for 4 solid hours. You know how hard that'd be for me?
Wait, do it again.
I don't think I can do it. It'd be impossible. It'd be horrendous. Listen, I'll come up with something.
Yeah.
But this is not good. This is not good. Like I am,
you're suffering, man. I have to laugh at how you're
you
suffering.
You can't split with the Reds.
You're suffering.
I had them sweeping the Reds.
I told you were wrong. They weren't going to sweep the Reds.
You know,
teams all the way down the line sweep the Reds.
You got
hey, this team doesn't sweep the Reds. Come on, man. Should know better. I'm trying to fast forward your experience in this game.
I can take these lessons
all
the hard way.
All right, let's go to Jacob in Northeast Philly. Jacob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jacob?
Guys, what's going on?
What's going on, Jacob?
So, I see you guys got them going 12-4. Is that what I hear?
Yes, I got him 12-4. Tyrone, you have 12-4?
Yeah,
he's got 12-4 also.
12-4. Bills, Packers. What else do we got?
You got the Bears, you got the Seattle Seahawks, you got the Patriots, you got Minnesota. Atlanta?
So I've got them losing against the Bills. I think the Bills, and I see what you're saying, dynamics.
Uh-huh.
You know, this team going on 3-4 weeks. You know, Cowboys 1 week, Bears 3rd week, you know.
Well, in that three games, they're at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo. Now, what do you think is going to happen in those three? They're going to win all three on the road?
I see them winning against Buffalo. And honest to God, I can see them going all three of those.
All right. It's really hard to win three straight games on the road in this league.
It is. And I saw them last year. And again, when they went to the Saints last year, they were on six road games in 6 weeks. And they won 5 of those 6.
They won on 6 road games. They didn't have 6 road games in a row. Come on, man.
They had 6 road games in a row.
No, they didn't. Come on. That's silly.
They went 5-6 in those road games.
They didn't have 6 road games in a row, though. They may have had 6 road games, but not 6 in a row.
Maybe
that would be unheard of. Nobody has ever had that.
They went 5-6 in their last road game.
Well, that's different than 6 road games in a row. That's what you said at first.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right.
The Chargers went back-to-back roadies and lost, and the game was over in 4 minutes.
All right, man, listen, I got the message. You don't think they're going to lose any of those 3 games. I get it. I think they are. So we have a difference of opinion. My man's gone. Is he gone? All right, let's go to Frank in Fishtown. What's up, Frank?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it
Frankie,
going?
What's happening?
I'm a big fan of that Yellowstone shoe, too, Mike. They always put number one drama, and anybody I talk to has never seen it.
No, it's because it's on the Paramount Network. But it's everybody's talking about it. I'm 6 episodes in of the first season.
Oh, all right. That's
so I'm not in the second season. I just started watching it, and it takes a long time because of these damn commercials.
I agree, and it's always that Hills thing. It's like
it's the Hills commercial. It's ridiculous. and it's also Basketball Wives. That's the other commercial they run. Basketball Wives in the Hills. They promote the shows on the on demand.
And you know Beth was in Flight with Denzel Washington? You remember her?
No, I didn't see Flight, but I saw her resume that she was in. But her character is like the craziest I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm glad you said you didn't watch season 2 because I was going to say something.
No, I didn't. Not yet. I haven't watched season 2 yet. But she's okay, fantastic.
She is. She's got a diverse, character, and you're going to like her moving forward.
Okay.
I like the Eagles going 12-4, 11-5. I feel like we have to lose one of those 3 road games in a row. I really hope it's not the Dallas one because I was at last year's game and I'm probably going again this year. And that was tough to walk away from in overtime.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, man. You want to play the Give Me 3 game?
Sure.
All right, let's give me 3 New Orleans Saints.
Okay, let's go Pat Swilling and Sam Mills.
Pat Swilling, Sam Mills, going defensive. Interesting, all right.
And I guess he's retired. He's the first one that came to mind. I guess I can go Reggie Bush. I remember he got blown up by one of our secondary guys.
You can go Reggie Bush.
Okay.
All right, that's
thanks,
pretty good.
Guys.
All right, now I got a running back. The running back from Mississippi who played there for a lot of years.
That was Deuce McAllister.
Deuce McAllister.
Yeah, he was good for them.
Yep.
He was a good player. The Saints have worked pretty bad for a long time, though. So some of those old, like Archie Manning, wasn't he on there? Wasn't he a Saint, Archie Manning?
Yes. Yeah, back
then. But they were always terrible, right?
Yes. They win a game for a
while. It wasn't until Swilling and those guys got there that they finally won a playoff game, right? Yep. It was like their whole history.
Yes. All right, so Nat, this character is so crazy that she'll like, here is one scene.
Okay.
She has a bathtub.
Uh-huh.
And it's like adjacent to the horse ring where they break horses.
Okay.
And the bathtub, she comes out of the house with a robe. Now, this is on the ranch, right? Everybody's around.
Right.
There's not another female in sight. And she just drops the robe and goes naked and gets in the tub. Now, this is on Paramount.
Really?
Yes.
And they show? Do they show her fully nude?
Yes. Well, wow. they don't show the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. But like another reason. Like, this is on Paramount. This show.
Well,
yeah.
But you can do that on cable.
Wait. So does she walk in front of the guys naked?
Yeah. She has no bones about it. She's like. She almost does it on purpose.
She probably like does she, do
yeah,
it on purpose.
She's just like.
And there's no other females on this ranch?
Anything she can do to get a reaction out of people, she does.
And she's the only female on this ranch?
Yes.
So then she gets whatever she wants.
Right.
She's the daughter of the ranch owner.
Oh, right. So double.
So
can't
she's
tell her
running
no.
the ranch.
Yeah, you can't tell her no.
No, what are they going to do? And then she takes her top off right. and goes running around the ranch?
Right. You can't
surprise, she's
her.
Not hopping on a horse.
Turn it up a little bit.
Just see where she gets just drunk, and her brother has to come pick her up at this bar, and she hates her brother, and he hates her, and so he's like annoyed that he had to pick her up. He's a lawyer. That's Wes Bentley, and she just starts hauling off and punching him in the head. That's the
oh my god. She does sound like a nutcase.
She's absolutely insane. All right, 5 o'clock hours ahead right here. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.